The benefits that our congregation gained from the transition to policy governance were a few. Policy governance helped us focus on who we are, who we want to be, who we serve, and who we're not serving. And it allows us to take a broader perspective because we're not mired in the minutiae of the running of the church at every single meeting. And in particular, it's that the policy board speaks with one voice. A case in point that I can refer to is when we had a meeting last year when we were struggling with realigning our budget priorities. All seven members sat in the front of everybody, facing everyone, responded to comments. Comments we received back was, boy, you all took responsibility for this. You were open to our comments. You were even open to some of the extremely negative comments. And we got, as a congregation, a better perspective that you guys are really there looking out for us and for no specific interest group in particular.
So that was a clear benefit for the members of the board, what their job was. In addition, there was an invitation to the wider community for more hands to be involved. If the board is not responsible for the day-to-day operations of the community, then others must be. And we were able to engage many, many hands in many different ways at a higher level of responsibility so that individuals had more buy-in to what it is we do on a daily basis, on a monthly basis toward meeting our goals. What we are looking to the style of being to offer us is a very clear delineation about roles and responsibilities, and you can get that from lots of governance styles. But this governance style says that a portion of our leadership is devoted to looking ahead. And that's sort of the gift that it really brings in a way that other styles of leadership just don't. So if we dedicate a portion of our leadership to looking ahead, to monitoring our future, to holding our vision, to moving us toward what it is we can become, then we are freeing up a portion of our leadership to do other work. And I think that's the real gift of policy governance. That really is my commitment to it. I mean, I come to this with years of management experience and cannot imagine being in relationship with my community in any other way.
It's really redirected the attention of the board to being more intentionally in conversation with the members of the congregation around the ends or purposes of this particular community. So it's moved away from, the board has moved away from micromanaging the institution to looking at the bigger picture and holding us all accountable in a new and, I think, healthier way. That's been enormous relief because there was a lot of role confusion. And I think that the congregation, certainly in a large congregation, feels better attended to by the board setting up every year numerous opportunities to be in dialogue with them about our purposes or ends.
You know, for me, drawing on my experience of working within policy-based governance systems, the word that comes to mind is accountability. And congregations want accountability. They want their leaders to be accountable. Executive limitations, in particular, define some of the most important aspects of accountability. Common ground and policy-based governance at its best enables that. Many different centers of activity and aspiration, but we're all moving in the same direction. And what's at stake is changing lives, a world that needs us. Our governance systems need to help us get there, because that's what governance is truly about. It's not just about managing nickels and dimes. It's how can we organize ourselves for power and purpose in our world.